Our top priority, January 13. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The people who listened to the words of Christ were still anxiously watching for some announcement of the earthly kingdom. While Jesus was opening to them the treasures of heaven, the question uppermost in many minds was, how will a connection with him advance our prospects in the world? Jesus shows that in making the things of the world their supreme anxiety, they were like the heathen nations about them. All these things, said Jesus, do the nations of the world seek after. I have come to open to you the kingdom of love and righteousness and peace. Open your hearts to receive this kingdom, and make its service your highest interest. Though it is a spiritual kingdom, fear not that your needs for this life will be uncared for. Jesus does not release us from the necessity of effort, but he teaches that we are to make him first and last and best in everything. We are to engage in no business, follow no pursuit, seek no pleasure, that would hinder the outworking of his righteousness in our character and life. Whatever we do is to be done heartily, as unto the Lord. Jesus, while he dwelt on earth, dignified life in all its details by keeping before men the glory of God, and by subordinating everything to the will of his Father. If we follow his example, his assurance to us is that all things needful in this life shall be added. Poverty or wealth, sickness or health, simplicity or wisdom, all are provided for in the promise of his grace. Difficulties will be powerless to hinder him who is determined to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Looking to Jesus, the believer will willingly brave contempt and derision. And help and grace sufficient for every circumstance are promised by him whose word is truth. His everlasting arms encircle the soul that turns to him for aid. In his care we may rest safely, saying, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee.